13. The Hungarian economy. Hungary welcomes EU deficit procedure exit as recognition. Hungary praised the European Commission's recommendation Wednesday that the country be removed from a fiscal monitoring procedure as recognition for its efforts to reduce overspending. In a move which should unlock vital EU development funds, the Commission said Hungary had done enough to bring its budget deficit in line and should be dropped from the excessive deficit procedure, EDP, list. The finance ministers of the EU members are now expected to approve Hungary's exit from the EDP at a meeting on June 21. Hungary has been subject to the monitoring procedure ever since it joined the EU in 2004, due to deficit and debt levels exceeding the 3.0% and 60% of gross domestic product, GDP, respectively, stipulated by Brussels. In its spring report earlier this month, the Commission forecast that Hungary would run a deficit of 3.0% of GDP this year, and 3.3% of GDP in 2014. On Wednesday, however, it acknowledged that Hungary had recently taken a number of fiscal steps, including a freeze of budget expenditures worth about 0.3% of GDP both for 2013 and 2014, and lowered its projections to 2.7% in 2013 and 2.9% in 2014. Opposition parties welcomed on Wednesday the Commission's recommendation, but said it came at the cost of painful austerity policies, with the socialists saying that the government had made the poor pay for it. Opposition parties have also warned that leaving the EDP will increase the risk of the government hiking spending ahead of the next elections scheduled for 2014, a charge denied by Varga. Spending will be disciplined in both 2013 and 2014. We aren't leaving the EDP to immediately move in the other direction, he said Wednesday. Economists said the exit could lead to an improvement in the country's appeal to investors and an upgrading by sovereign bond ratings agencies. The Commission's verdict that Hungary's budget will be stable for the next 2 years is a positive and stabilizing message, Zoltán Török of Raiffeisen Bank told State Newswire MTI.